Amar Rava. So Shmuel my time on the Rav. So they have a machlokes and give them a base. Machlokes will come back to several times. Whether Mava is Odom or whether Mava is Shame. Gemara says that according, first the Gemara analyzes Shmuel's Shita. It says Mava is Shame. And the Gemara in analyzing Shmuel's Shita has to explain the first two lines of the Mishnah after the four Ovos, because it says Lo Harei Ashor Koyah Mava. So we have to explain. The Gemara explains to us that that means that Shor alone will not teach us the din of Mava, and according to Shmuel, that means that either the din of Shein won't teach us Regel, or Regel won't teach us Shein, right? So that's the first thing Gemara says, that either Cameron will not teach us Shein, or the Gemara says that means Regel won't teach us Shein. That's what Rava says, Amar Rava. Then the Gemara says, but now we have to send Rav Shita. So Rav Shita is Shmuel by Tamali Omer Karav, Omer Lacha. So why does Shmuel reject Mave is Adam? Omer Lacha, he's like a Daita Chodom, like a Tony Seifa. Shora Muad, Vishora Mazik, Vishusha Nizik, the Adam. The Lisni Vireisha. Benizkim, the Gemara says, Benizkim Bomin Kamari, Benizkim Ufla Kamari. So, what about Rav? Rav should have the same tain against him. Rav Nami Katoni Odin Besafe, Amlacha, Rav Lemechshvei Hadibu Odin, Huda Osa. Umai Loi Harei. So now, what's the Lo Harei going to be? Hachi Kamar. So, according to Rav, that Mav is Odom. How will Rabin learn the Mishnah's justification for having to have Adam? Lo yarei ashor karei amave. Right, so that's the Mishnah saying to us that if we had shor, we could not learn Adam, and lo yamave karei ashor, if we had Adam, we wouldn't have shor. So Omer Lacha, so how will Rav interpret these lines? How will we interpret these lines according to Rav? The Gemara says, Loi Riyashor Shemishalim Misakoifer Kiriya Odom Shein Mishalim Misakoifer Valoriya Odom Shechayu Ba'arba Dvarim Kiriya Shor Shein Boy Arba Dvar Hatsada Shavish Shaben Shadakan Lahazik. Then the Gemara goes on to raise a question, V'chi Shor Darkelazi. So how do we understand these two lines? The second line, the Arba Devarim, what's the Arba Devarim? Nezik Tsar Sheves Ripui Boishes, right? Nezik everybody pays. But Tsar Ripui Sheves Boishes, those are unique to Odom HaMazik. So Gemara says that if we had Odom HaMazik, so we would say something along the lines of if a Maisa Hezek, which is so severe that it requires four payments, Sheves, Tsar, Ripui, and Boishes, so that the Torah says I'm chayav to pay. But Mamed Amazik, that doesn't incur, let's say, Boishes, doesn't incur Sheves necessarily. Or the Torah is not mechayev it. So the Torah is not mechayev it. How do I know that I am chayev for even hezek? All right. We know that the maximum the Torah is going to mechayev me for nizke shor is nezek. So apparently we would argue maybe I should not even be chayev nezek, because if I'm not going to be held responsible for all the damages that the Nezek does, that the Mamin the Mazik does. So, Gemara says, I need to have both Shor and Odom. Right? What about the first? Why can't I just have Shora Mazik, Loire Shora Shem Shamas HaKoyfer. Why couldn't I say, if I'm Chayfer, this guy, Adam, certainly Chayev, for in this guy, Adam. So Gemara says, no, I might say that there's no din of Koyfer when it comes to Adam HaMazik. There is din of Koyfer when it comes to Shora Mazik. So if the Torah is Mechayev Mi Koyfer, right, and if the Torah is Mechayev Momin HaMazik, and ends up killing a human being, so then I'm chayv koifer demei amazik demei anizik. So I might not understand from that adam amazik is chayv. I might would let adam amazik off for free. I'm chayv anything. Shara Mu'ud, Shenogach, Adam, Umeis, Meshalim, Koifer. Hilchach, I Kosav, Shor, Le'as, Yodam, Minei. The Adam, Shorag, Eschaveri, Bemezid, Nerag, Veshoge, Goyla, Vene, Meshalim, Koifer. So what Svar would we say? If I only had Shor and Mazik, so I would say when a Shor kills a human being, he has to pay Koifer. When a human being kills a human being, he either gets Ritzicha or Golos. So therefore, how do we finish the sentence? No? What did you say? What was that? A little louder? No, I said, but how do you connect the dots? In other words, I can't learn if I only had Shor HaMazik. The first sentence if I had Shor HaMazik.
You wouldn't really need to pay Kofa for Adam. You would have thought they had the same deal. I wouldn't know Kofa.
Is that what the Gemara is saying? I wouldn't know the name of Kofa? No. I have Shor in Chumash. That means I have Koifer, and I have Shor Mazik, Karen Shen and Regal. I don't have Odom. I have Odom as Chayiv Betzicha, he kills Mbezit. I have Odom as Chayiv Golos, he kills Beshoigig. Now what happens if Odom is Mazik? It's a Choyvel. Odom is Mazik, Momin Shel Chaveira. Omen is Mazik, another person. So I would say, Shor, which is so Chomor, then it's chayiv koifer if it kills a person. How do you finish the sentence? And it's so chomer that it's chayiv koifer. So that's what the Torah is chayiv hezek. And the other way around is onum was so chomer that the Torah says you chayiv all this tashlumin. That's when you chayiv hezek. But shor mazik. Gemara is not the Torah is never mechayev all the teshulman. Right? So, now the other way around. If I had Shor HaMazik, so I would say Shor HaMazik. Shor is mechayev koifer. Look at the chumer of Shor. Adam. No, what would you say?
Wait, koifer is more machmir than mitar od. If an Adam kills an Adam.
Hekshiriva, my chumra hizu, haydein mishalim es a koifer, mishum kim rabbi minay. Right, the Gemara. So the Tosfos learned pshat in the sugya. The way of saying pshat, right? Tosfos has another kasha. How can you call it chumra that you're not paying koifer? You're not paying koifer mishum the kimin rabbi minay. Right? Lo yare hashor, right? My chumri zu. So what is Tosfos sees the chumra? Lior, paying kofer, not paying kofer. My chumri zu hai the ain mishalim as a kofer.
Isn't the chumra of
shor?
They were saying.
Shor pays kofer.
So the chumra of shor.
Yeah.
Over Adam.
Yeah.
Is that you're paying kofer? I think Tosfos phrase is strange, but I think it's what it refers to. Because there's no chumra of not paying kofer.
My chumri is ill. My chumri.
Yeah, because the Gemara is using.
Yeah.
Paying kofer as the chumra. So when he says my chumra is zu, it's got to be referring to the chiyuv to pay kofer for in this case shor. So what is this
chumra
we're talking about?
Right, that's what the man on the side corrects.
Which man?
The Hagayis Etzirin quotes the mitzvah Isan. Right, Hikshamiva. My, hai chumra hizu, my. Why should this be a chumra? My day, misham zakoifer, misham nikim avrine. Right? That's the only, he changes the my to a hai. But b'ksav yad, hai chumri dema sheni mishalim zekayfer mishum tekelim rabbi. Right? So, my chumri should be, I would add a dalet. My chumri dehai de ein mishalim zekayfer mishum tekelim rabbi. Why is this called a chumri? Right? But everybody, all the meforshim, explain Tosis to be pointing out that paying kofer is a chumra. So if the Torah is so machmer, it comes to shor she nozak, shor she hizik, behemis, it's a odom. So that's when the Torah is very, very machmer. But odom she hizik, there's never a situation where a person has to pay. So how would you explain this? Go ahead. It's going to be a good word. This could be we're launching after the L'chaim after this. Go ahead. Could affect the drush, I guess. No pressure.
Until I learned this now, all I know...
It's not good, I'll say. He was so vertracht by the kala. He said a terrible story to him.
I learned this now, all I know by Adam is that when he does certain things like Klapei Shmaya, he has certain to do Tshuva or get Kapara, but not necessarily in Adam Ladam.
But not necessarily Tashlumin.
Yeah.
Right? Not Tashlumin.
You understand Nezek also as an Isra, like it's a little bit, makes a little more sense that.
So when it comes to Momin and Mazik, so the Torah said, when it comes to Tashlumin, when it comes to, maybe we call it reparations, the chiyuv that my hezek, or my lack of shmir, you want to say, places on my mamon. For example, you could even look at it, not correct al pidin, but you could say, the lien that my property has, if I do a ma'aseh hezek, the ability for you to be teveya for me, for my money. So that is even kofer. I may even have to pay the value of the nifter. Right? It's a huge sum of money. If it's to me. Either way, I'm talking a huge amount of money. So when it comes to nizakim, nizke momen, the Torah sometimes will make my property responsible. But when it comes to nizke adam, we don't have such a concept. Right? The most after pay is nezek, tzar, shevet, ripi, boishes. Right? And if there's ritzicha, I pay nothing. So the maximum that the Torah would ever place on my property, the responsibility of my property to be the insurance, so to speak, of my actions. So when it comes to Nizkei Momen, so the Torah said, everything you own could be could be tagged, could be held against, right? But when it comes to Nizkei Adam, don't have that. But L'chari, that's something along those lines. Because otherwise, what the Yorma is saying is correct. How can you figure this out, that the person's chayiv golos, a chayiv misa, so that's not more chomer? But in the context of hezek, in the context of tashlumen, that's what we're talking about here. So when you look at it in the context of when the Torah is going to go up against my funds, so there it could be that in this case, sure, more chomer. Because we don't find, when God forbid, if Reuven kills Shimon, we never find that the Torah said, right, Reuven, you gotta... On the other hand, he could say, forget that Nizkei Adam is so chomor that it tsar, sheves, ripui, boishes. You don't find that in Nizkei Shor? Okay, so now that opens up the sugi of koifer for us. Sugi of koifer is, I think, is a very, very important sugi in understanding Hezek. The Tosfos opens up two sugis over here.
Can I ask a quick question?
Hold on a second. Yeah, Tosfos opens up two sugyas. Says Tosfos says the ptur of koifer is keilu a halachic accident. And there's another din. Kol mi rav minei. So you shouldn't look at it as something that defines the parsha. We're looking at defining the parsha. What's more chomer over here? So I'm potter because there's a halakhic rule that you can't be chayiv two things at once. All right, so one's got to go. But that should not color the way that I see the chiyuv of koifer defining the parsha of Nizkei Adam. All right. So Tosfos opens up two sugyas over here. Kol Ravina, Shas White sugya, and the din of koifer. So again, we could. Rush by Kofar. However, I think there are several important parts of the sugi of Kofar that are important for understanding Hezek. That's what I wanted to point out, starting with Chumash. Right? The parsha of Kofar is the parsha that introduces Nizkei Momen. Right, v'chigach shor ish ois isha v'meis. Right after this is bor. Right after that is Karen. Then dalad vehei, and then we go back to shein v'rego. Right, to Kash and Rashi, why he says that the Mishnah follows the Seder Akra, but l'chora. And here the pasuk says ki yigach shor ish es shor es shkiya shor es isha is isha va meis. So din number one is sokol yisokol. Din number one is that the animal gets killed. Din number two that im shor nagachu, somehow this shor became a muad muad bevolov. That's how we know the halachas of muadus. According to Mechayim, we'll come to that. V'heimis ish oy isha, hashor yisokel, v'gam ba'olav yumos. And the sounds like the owner's a chayav misa. Im koifer yushas halav, if the beis din will impose a din of koifer, v'nosan pidyon nafshay has become a concept in more in chassidus. Then in halacha, there is such a thing as a person giving an opinion, Rachman al Salam, when he wants to, when he's in trouble. So the nasan pidyei nafshei kechol asher yushas olam, as the basin will impose upon him. So then apparently he doesn't get misa. It's a choice. So it sounds like. Right, and then kenas of shloishim de'evet, that if Evan Yigah Hashar, Yom HaKesev, again, this is something in between Momin and Nizik and Odom and Nizik. So it's Shloshim Shkolim. That's a kenas, as opposed to having a set value. So obviously a lot going on in the parasha. That's why we have a little bit of time to focus, and then of Koyfer, it'll open up some ideas for us. Yeah, go ahead.
Question was on the chumras that Rebbe was explaining.
Yeah.
Does that mean the chumras and previous things in the Sefta are all in the context of Teshlumin? Like, does Rebbe say that if you look at every single chumra, it's going to be just when you look at the vacuum of Teshlumin?
No, I'm setting yourselves up to look at the whole sugya. In other words, the Tosus at the very bottom of Gilmud Beis was the first one to express to us that the din of the chumra of you is the chumra that has to do with shmira and the chiyuv, and therefore the chiyuv that comes out of shmira. Correct? L'chumra, that's not the case of this chumra over here. All right. So again, I'm setting ourselves up, as long as I can drag you along, to look at the various parts of the sugya, to come back to the Rashi and the Rif. All right, and then from the Rashi and the Rif, to come to the basic chakira of whether the machayev is shmira or mamon. So I'm testing your patience. That is, the further we get, the better it will be for us to understand these two parashas. Good. So coming to your question. So I would have a hard time at first glance to interpreting this line in terms of Shmira.
I wasn't asking as far as the Hakira goes. I was just saying, we just said that the vacuum here is just the Gavet HaShlumen.
Right.
It's a Chumra.
Right.
And that each one of the chumras is in some vacuum of only looking at one thing.
No. So that's the point again. So it's not. Right now, we shouldn't have kashas, because Tosfos puts the chumra in terms of shmira. And this two lines, it would be very hard for us to put in terms of shmira.
Right. So each
chumra
is its own vacuum.
Yeah, its own context.
Yeah, its own context.
Okay, we'll see. Maybe. You'll see. Right now, so far, obviously what we did is we set up this Tosha sounds like Shitas Rashi, and this sounds like Shitas Rif. Right? But that's what I want to point out as we go on, that we have to put this together. Good. Daniel.
What's the second sugi that Tosha opens?
Kom Leib Rabin and Kofar.
Kofar is the first one, Kim Leib Rabin is the second?
Yeah.
And then also, does this change how we look at the two answers the Gemara gives for Rav, for Ashita, of the Arvazikin and Kofar? Because it fundamentally changes how we look at Kofar as a Chomra, the Gavit and Shulim, as opposed to the Chomra that Arvazorin opens up.
Explain a little better what you're saying?
Meaning, if going based on Shitas Tosfos, if we now shift the lens of how we look at the Chumra of Kofar, does that have any nafkaminas for a different answer for the second answer the Gemara gives of Arba Dvarim?
Of the fact that it's in the why it's in the Sefer?
Yeah.
I didn't think it out, but I don't see why. What do you think it could?
No, I'm just meaning that at first it was that we were wondering why Rav needs to say how he does. So we gave the two answers of Kofar and of Arbet Varn.
Right.
Once we fundamentally shift Kofar to be the Chomer of Kofar to look at it from Legabe Tashlubin, meaning Arbet Varn is still a Chomer.
So hold on, okay? That's going to be... hold on that hour, okay? Good. So now, the din of Kofar, so Rashi explains to us, what pasuk was it? Yeah. And the Chiga Shor, good. In Koifa Yushalov, Ze Im Ze Einoi Tolli. This Im is not Tolli. Doesn't mean if. It's not a choice. Im sometimes means that the basin will place upon you this chiyuv. Im kesef tal is not a choice. You mechuyuv to. She shisu Allah based in koifer. The basin is going to place the din of koifer. The nasan pidyon nabshayis machlekes Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Akiva. The may mazik the Rabbi Yishmael. The Rabbi Akiva. The may mazik. In other words, when we read the chumash, so the chumash tells us pidyon nabshay. What's pidyon nabshay? So we know, is pidyon nabshay that by paying the value of the nizik, I'm not chayiv misa, or is it by paying my own value, I'm not chayiv misa? All right. The sugya of pidyon is in daf mem. There, the Gemara points out the basic issue the Gemara raises is how do you understand koifer. The Gemara puts in the context of a trupsim. You have a yosim, Rachmanu Litzlan. And therefore he's being taken care of by a court appointee called an apitrupus. It's also a parshan in halacha. What is the status of the apitrupus? So the brisa says an apitrupus, when he has to pay for yosomim, mishalmin minu aliyah, he pays even more than the value of the animal that was mazik. Not our sugi right now. Ve'ein mishalmin koifer. Rachmanu Litzlan, a yosim inherits a shore, and the shore kills three people, and somehow the shore got away from Bazin the first three times. So now when he kills the fourth time, he's chayiv. They catch the shore gets killed, and is there a chiyuv of koifer? So the Gemara says, ein mishalmin koifer. Man tano kufra kapora miyas melav bnei kapora ninu. So Gemara said, why should the yisoimim yisoim haktanim? So why should yisoimim not be chayv koifer? So Gemara says it must be because koifer is seen as a way of achieving kapora, forgiveness for a chayt, and the yisoimim have not done a chayt and not bnei mitzvah yet. So that would be the explanation that apitropos would end up paying hezek. When it comes to Hezek, they pay more than the Yisraelim would pay Liyotzer, the big Dailim. They pay Min Aliyah. So Apitrosim are paying Hezek. So if they're paying Hezek, why aren't they paying Koifer? Must be that Koifer is Kapora, and the Yosim is not Chayiv Misa. So Gemara says, who says that Koifer is Kapora? So first the Gemara says, well, isn't that the Machlekes of Dmei Nizik, Dmei Mazik? That if the Baal HaShor is paying the main nizik, then it's not koifer. But if he's paying the main mazik, then it's kapora. Then it's like a korban. A korban is, and the Ramban says at the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, that when a person brings a korban, so it's as if he's saying, this korban is tachti, right? Ein of tachas einai, piv tachas piv. So one can get kapora by offering the Rebbeinu Shlom something other than myself as a pidyon, right? That's like if you have the meaning of shlagen kaparis. So when you shlagen kaparis, you say, zat tanagol yovel misa v'ni ekanes l'chaim tovim l'shalim. Right? They take the tanagol instead of me. So that's all. That is a pidyon. That's kaif. It's all consistent. And then a yosim would be potter. So Gemara says. So that is further consistent with the machlekes tanoim of whether the payment of koifer is the main nizik or the main mazik. Gemara says, Amra Papa, no, not necessarily so. It's not muchrach. Gemara says that it could be everybody holds kufr kapora. Amra Papa, loy, chulei almo kufr kapora. V'hocha v'hocha miflige rabbana. Hocha miflige. How do you figure out what kapara I have to give? Do I have to give kapara by saying to the Rebbeinu Shalom, look what I did, look what the owner did, it's a terrible thing. destroyed an neshama. But how can you get kapara for destroying an neshama? So at least the person will say that there's a value that we can attach to it. How much he was going to earn, I don't know, they figured exactly how much he would earn. So at least there'll be some kind of a life insurance policy given to the assignment. Some concept like that. All right. So a person will say, well, how does he give kapara? By giving recognition to the chait that he did. Right? When he hands the money over to the assignment, the almana, so then that's when he begins to appreciate Rahman al-Islam what he was involved with. Right? And then when he gives over to the assignment, the almana, what the father would have earned, and he realizes that it's nothing compared to the tsar they have, so then he begins to get kapara. Or is it Dinei Mazik? Or is he saying that this Baal HaShor deserves to have Golos, to have Chiyav Misa? No, he's not a Chiyav Misa. He didn't do a Mitzicha B'Yadayim, but he has to give his Kapara to say that Ke'ilu he was Chiyav Misa. So Gemara says all of that can fit in very well to Kufra Kapara. So everyone holds Kufra Kapara and the Yisayim HaPotter. And both Rabbi Kiv and Shmuel will just argue exactly how we figure out the Kapara. All right? So that's what the Gemara points out. Gemara tells a story that Rava was extolling Rav Acham bar Yaakov to Rav Nachman. So Nachman was very impressed. Rav Nachman said to Rava, you know, when Rav Acham bar Yaakov comes, bring him by. We'll shmuz on learning. Okay, so he brought him by. Rav Nachman was bothered by the sugya of koifer, so he wanted to know what's the din of shutvin ketzad mishalmin koifer. How does shutvin pay koifer? Right? Does each one, in other words, a shor is owned by two adults. He kills Reuven. So now they're, and it's a muad. So now they're chayv to pay koifer. So do each one pay chatzi koifer? Doesn't seem to see what the Torah says. Koifer shalmin rachmon, avle chatzi koifer. Or do we say that each one pays koifer sholem? Each one should pay a full koifer. The Torah says pay koifer, not shtei koifer. What's the din? Now lechayra, both are looking at koifer as kapara. Because if you look at koifer as mamoina, means you're paying a damage. So then why should two shutvin pay more than one damage? So the sholem gets off the ground is of kufer kapara. Gemara goes on to say, Omalei, Adi Yosef Kama'ayin Bo Omalei. While he was thinking this out, so he began to say, there is a Mishnah, Chayeve Erchim Maskin Nois and Chayeve Chatois Veshomis Einu Maskin Nois and Chayeve Kufrin Bai. He said, will Bezen force a person to pay Kapara, to pay Koifer? So what's the question? Keva de Kapara Hu. Since it's kapara, mashkin means that they will put a lien against his property to pay for koifer. Well, Beis Din come in, right, and start collecting the property of the Baal HaShor until he pays cash. If he doesn't pay cash, so then he'll lose his property. So what's the din? So when it comes to regular korbonos, so Beis Din is not mamashkin. In other words, if a person promises him money to a certain amount of money to hektish, so Beis Din will force him to pay. They'll do him a favor and force him to pay. If he doesn't pay, he's going to be chayiv. He's going to be over the iser derais of not keeping a neder. Right. So therefore, Beis Din will do him a favor and they'll be make sure he pays. When he's chayiv a korban chatas, he's chayiv an osham. So Beis Din says, yeah, kapara. You want kapara, you get a kapara. We don't have to force you. But a person's not gonna bring a korban to get a kapara. Who would, in the right mind, wouldn't do that? So now when it comes to koifer, what's the din? Do we say that it's kapara? So I'm a shugan, he's not gonna pay money to get kapara. We don't have to machmer chomer lo yivlei b'mishkanet. It's such a chomer dick idea. Beis Din is a waste of time trying to force him to pay. He'll pay. Aydilma, do we say kevin de lachavre yom boi le misve le mamoy nohu v'lo le gavoya? Or do we say what kapara? kapara goes to Ribbono Shel Olam. Once he brings the money over to the Yosim, the Almona, that's not kapara, that's insurance policy. That's he's paying mominus. He's trying to resolve the hezek that he did. So the Gemara leaves it as open. Right? The Gemara doesn't have a... In other words, the Gemara, the option of the sugya is we're not sure. We haven't paskened up with the koifer is kapara, koifer is moment. The sugya seems to lean towards the saying koifer is kapara. Because Rav Papa wanted to resolve all the shitas of kufer is kapara. The Gemara seems to lean that way because Rav Acha Bar Yaakov, when he responded to Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman's kasha, to Rav Acha Bar Yaakov was kufer kapara. But at the end, the sugya says, we haven't resolved it. We don't have a raya the way. There are six nafkaminas in the Svarim as to whether kufa kapara kufa mamoyla. Right? One is the one that sugya began with, and that is whether a yosim is chayiv to pay. If it's kapara, he's not chayiv to pay. Then do a chay. If it's mamoyin, so just like the Torah put a lien against the property of a yosim, it put a lien against the property of the gabi kufa. Another nafkamina is where the yorishim of the nifter can be moichel. So if it's a moment, it can be moichel. But if it's kapara for the mazik, so they're mechila, it shouldn't do anything. What happens if the mazik doesn't have the money to pay? So then if it's moment, he's not mechuv to pay, he doesn't have the money. When he gets the money, maybe mechayev. If it's kapara, then l'chayev, he should go around collecting money for it. He should give a clap in shul and say he needs money for a kapara. So everybody will give him money to help him get a kapara. Then the sugya says whether Bezin will force the money out of him. The sugya also intimates that it would be different for two shutfim. If it's kapara, so both shutfim are going to pay sholem. Or that's the Gemara's kasha, or whether we dash or not so. But if it's momen, each one pays half. And what happens if the mazik dies before he's a chance to pay koifer? So is there a lien against the mazik's property? Again, so what do we point out? There was a pasuk in Chumash of Pidyon Nafshei. The Gemara says, is Pidyon Nafshei a description, or is Pidyon Nafshei the basic chiyuv? In other words, is it a description of how much mamon he pays? And then we would lean to say, mamon na nizik? Or do we say that Pidyon Nafshei is the description of the koifer? He's paying gula money, pidyon money. There's a machloek is how to evaluate it. But the essential issue is, when we look at koifer, are we looking at a bin onum lamokim, at a quasi-korban? And it opens up the whole concept within halacha, and within agoda, within hanhogas, of giving pidyonis, that there are things of, it's a form of tshuvas hamishgal, a mishgal. So it opens up a whole world of machshava, this pinyin nafshe. The concept of providing something to the Ribbono Shel Olam in place of a person's ki'ilu loses his license to chiyus. Is it kapara or is it one other parsha of hezek? One of the introductory parsha of hezek. The most severe parsha of Ezek. When you have to pay momenit because of a person's loss of life. All right? And then the nafkaminas that we indicated. So let's just finish up with looking back to our sugya, pointing out the Rambam writes, Shor shel shutfin shehorag, kol echad mishalim koifer sholim, shekol echad meyen tzorach kapora gemura. So the Chor of the Rambam paskins, that koifer, kapora, correct? clear? I'm sorry, what?
Is there every Paschim Ramona? Or was it Kapara?
I don't know. The Sekoifer, according to Rambam, Kapara, could be that the Ra'a, could be the Ra'a, I'm not sure. And everyone makes it hard. There's Chana and Chav Zayin with base. But I think the Rambam says Kufa Kapara. Alright, Kapara, Shekola Chon, and the rest of Kapara. The Rambam says it already in Halacha Dalet. Zeh Shenemar Batayra. V'gamba Olav Yumas. Mipi Yashmul Lomdu Shechiyav Misa Zubi Dei Shomayim. V'mnosan Koyfer Anerag Neskaper Loi. The afal fisha koifer kapora, the mashkin in this mission is chayiv the koifer bal korcha. Even though it's kapora, Bezin will gather the money. Ein garmin dina shul shor, ela bifnei ba'olav. This din. This din has to be done in front of the Bailim. Then he has Eina Petrops and Mishalman Shekoifer Kapara. So the Rambam Kuli Paskins Kapara. Afal Pila the Rambam Paskins Kapara, he says that Bezin Mimashkinen. What does Bezin Mimashkinen mean? That means that in this particular case, my property already is chayiv to pay. So it's not like a korban chatas. Gemara says mamashkenin, that goes along with kufa mamayna. What's that? Mamashkenin means that the bezin will force me to pay. That they'll make my property. They'll collect my property. That my property is a mashkin already. My property is a security.
That saving is kfiya?
Correct. It is a specific form of kfiya. Kfiya could mean with vakas. Here the kfiya means the money is already mechuyim. They're just collecting. The money is already a mashkin. Reuven steals from Shimon. His property is a mashkin already. It means that there is that the Torah already secured my property to pay for something. So how could the Rambam paskin both end of the story? So the Birka Shmuel points out in Simon Lamed that it seems from this Rambam he says he thinks it's the Machloikas Rishonim whether we would pass him a Mashkin or not. He raised the following question, just a few moments. Can the Yosim come into Beis Din and bring the Baal Hashor to Din? How does Kofar work? So when they want to get rid of the Shor, all right, they have to come to Beis Din. But let's say they got rid of the Shor. Okay. Now the Yosimim say we have money coming to us. Al money is money, right? It's after Shiva. So if it's Mammon, it's very clear what they do. They have money coming to them, it's an insurance policy. Terry gave it to them, they go to Beis Din. And say to Beis Din, if the guy doesn't come during Shiva and pay up the money, they go to the Beis Din. Nope, Beis Din will bring the guy in. Guy may have a Tviya, a Taina, or was it my shore, somebody else's shore? Whatever it is, it didn't really happen. The guy was sick anyways. Whatever, it'll be a din Torah. Okay. They'll work it out. The guy says, yeah, it was his shore, and he's sorry. We'll say, well, he says, I can't afford to pay. The mashkin, they'll start collecting things from him. Now we understand. If it's kapora, so the Yisraelim go to Beis Din, so what should happen? No. Yisraelim come to Beis Din, yeah, they think that Yen, and that's how the guy is chayim of korban chatas. What will Beis Din say? No?
Nothing.
So it's not a din Torah. And it's a Musa shmuz. You chayv to pay a korban chatas. But go to the local rob, and they'll say, bring the guy in, he has to chayv a korban chatas. Give him a Musa, talk about it. It's not a din Torah. The Yisraelim will get the money, it's true. But there's no din Torah, it's not litigation. So Birka Shmuel says this Nakuda on whether it's litigation or not, that's the machloikas Ramam Rishonim. Most Rishonim will say, well, he said it right now, if it's kapara, there's no litigation. But the Ramam holds, even if it's kapara, the basin will go in and get the property. That means that money is that the money that the mazik that has is already owing to the Yisaimim. It's their money. So the Birka Shmuel says, it sounds like from Rambam, that even if it's a kapara, it's a kapara in the context of something that's, what's the word for something that can't be litigated? No? There's a word for something that's open for litigation. Something that's nitan for a dintar. Nitan for toin benitan. The kapara, but it has aspects of mammon as well. It's nitan letzviya. That was the chiddush of the Rambam. That even if it's kapara, it has elements of mammonus. All right. So now, but Danil, what you asked me half an hour ago, not, the answer is not necessarily so. All right. So again, so what did we accomplish today? Today we accomplished that we had the opportunity to look at the din of Kaifer. So we ran with an opportunity. That's number one. Number two is, in order to appreciate this Tosfos, I think you have to have a background in the din of Kaifer. And number three, the din of Kaifer, the Birka Shmuel is going to point out to us, is a yesoid. Reb Chaim used the din of Kaifer in figuring out whether Hezek is the Dmei Tashlumin or Dmei, whether it's because of Chiyuv Shmira, or better yet, whether there's an Iser in Hezek, so Reb Chaim said the Makor is going to be Kaifer. So that's why you have to have a good grasp of Kaifer. We're not going to spend the time it requires Mem Aleph and Beis, just in case we don't get to Daf Mem. So I want to make sure we see Kaifer. So you never know. Maybe there'll be a major tour from college. We'll have to do 3 stars a day. We'll get to Daf Mem. But barring that unforeseen circumstance, so we may not get to Daf Mem. So I wanted to cover a little bit about Kaifer. Okay? Because it's the Yisoid. So now, what did we cover today in Kaifer? We saw that there's a machloikas tanom demei nizik mei mazik. Good. Then we saw there's a machloikas in the sugya of whether it is kufra moya kufra kapar. We then said that whether it's moment or kapara is going to have numerous nafkaminas. Right? And that will be very important in other sugyas. Kanas, moment. These are all testing terms for the chiyuv mamon. What's the din of yorshim? What's the din of the mazik after he's nifter? Is it nidin haitzos beizin? There are different elements of what's called mamon amazik, mamon amachayv teshulim. All right. And then we said that that the Rambam seems to straddle, because the Rambam, even though Paskin's clearly kufra kapara, as is the indication of the sugya, the Rambam. And here we understand the Oymek Havonas HaRambam. Because when we looked at the Sugya, so we said, the beginning of the Sugya seems to go Kufa Kapara. The next line of the Sugya goes Kufa Kapara. And then the Gemara opens up, Momoin HaKapara. So the Rambam understood that the Gemara is being consistent, and Mashkenin can be consistent even with Kufa Kapara. Says the Bricha Shmuel Ayatochen. So Birka Shmuel points out, Machlokes Rishonim, that the Pashtas is like the Rav, the Bali, I think it was the Tosfos and the Raw, that if money is Kapara money, it's not It is not something that is open for negotiation. It's entirely being odom lamokin. But the Rambam says, not necessarily so. The Rambam says it could be kufa kapara. It could be a kapara. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu structured this kapara to be al yidei tibia. Right? Luli de mistafina. Just to show you the umkus inyan. Rav Chanan talks about, that Moedei Knesset is potter because the process of Bezin is part of the kapara. So it's very conceivable to me that the process of Tvi is part of the kapara. In other words, the kapara is not just giving money over. According to Rambam, the kapara is that a yosin is being tevei, an almon is being tevei. The person wants to know what was the chomer I peshi them not watching a shore. Shore's like a mazik, mainness. You want to appreciate the chomer, you can't just give money. You got to go to Beis Din. You have to sit in front of three dayanim. You have to have an almona and yosin being make tviyas. You have to have three dayanim say, what happened over here? That's kapara. So that's what the Rambam is pointing out. It's not a steerer. That's part of the kapara. Again, Lunavis, I haven't seen it inside. Lunavis Athena, that's what I would suggest. Good. We have two guests. Who are you?
Rafi Margulies.